After over 20 years of sharing her knowledge on how to live a balanced life while pursuing a spiritual path, Supreme Master Ching Hai continues to dedicate her time and effort to uplift and enhance the life of all human beings. In recent years, she has written and published 3 animal books, The Dogs in My Life, The Birds in My Life, and The Noble Wilds, to introduce humankind to the magical world of animals. Motivated by her unconditional love and overflowing compassion for our planet and all of its inhabitants, Supreme Master Ching Hai continues to selflessly accept invitations to share her insights and wisdom on a kinder, nobler, and more loving way of life at gatherings with our association members, symposiums, radio interviews, or via video conferences and the like. On December 12, 2008, Supreme Master Ching Hai accepted the invitation to be the guest of honor for the Celestial Art Glorifying Earth with Heavenly Beauty book release event in Fountain Valley, California, USA. Celestial Art is a new book that features Supreme Master Ching Hai's exquisite art creations, along with excerpts from her profound spiritual teachings. Supreme Master Ching Hai's art creations have been highly acclaimed by art lovers and the media worldwide for their versatility, spontaneity, and heavenly finesse. Famous American and Alice's or Vietnamese artists, as well as International Association members, dedicated performances for the celebration. Dignitaries in attendance included Fountain Valley Mayor Guy Carrazzo, Garden Grove Mayor Bill Dalton, California State Assemblyman Jose Solorino, singer and songwriter Clint M. Brown, Garden Grove City Council Member Dina Nguyen, author Esther Hart, Nguyen Duc Quang, songwriter and publisher of Chi Lin Newspaper, Lee Kien Truk, publisher of Van Hua Journal and owner of Zen Vegetarian Restaurant, and holistic educator Lou Corona. We now invite you to enjoy the video conference with Supreme Master Ching Hai at the premiere of the English edition of Celestial Art on December 12, 2008 in Fountain Valley, California, USA.
Hello, Master.
Hello.
You're beautiful. I just want to say that. Master, can you please tell us a little more about the inspiration behind your beautiful and unique stone lamps that you created?
The stone lamp, the biggest one, came just spontaneously when we were building some pavilions. And at that time, we were building them, and there's no ready-made lamps that are suitable, you know, for the aesthetic point of view. You see, there's a ceiling like hexagon, and it's all with wood, the ceiling. There's a wood ceiling, and I have many wood lamps. It's not suitable because it's too much, you know, too overwhelming. So I created stone lamps especially for those pavilions, and later, people, they like it, so they buy them also, you know? So we have to make them for sale. And because they fit it very well, we all enjoy the combination very much.
Thank you, Master.
Welcome.
Hello, Master.
Hello.
My question is,
yes.
How does the love described in your poetry reflect a more universal love?
Does it reflect it to you?
Yeah, I feel so.
All love in this world, even physical love, reflects the universal love. Yeah? Be it parents and child love, be it between man and woman love, it's all part of God's love. It's a part of divine love. So if it is true love, then it is very sacred. It transcends physical coarseness and merges with higher dimension. So you should bring your love to that level, okay? Even physical love.
Thank you, Master.
Thank you.
Hello, Master.
Hello.
Can you please share with us how artistic beauty helps uplift our world?
Simple. See, when you see something beautiful, a flower, painting, photo, or hear some lovely music or poetic verses, don't you feel better? Don't you feel more relaxed and loving?
Yes, I do.
Yes, so you see, at that moment, your heart feels open, your spirit expands, and you love the surrounding, you love the people near you, and the relationship between you and others suddenly has more meaning and deepens, and you're thinking more positive. That's how art uplifts our spirit. And if our spirit uplifts, then the world is uplifted. All right?
Thank you, Master.
You're welcome.
Hello, Master.
Hello.
Master, you mentioned that some professional painters can mostly paint in only one style, and sometimes one can see that particular style exclusively in that person's exhibition at a gallery. Is this a desirable trait? For instance, if we were to place ourselves as the painter, is it best that we first seek the mastery of one style and then infuse other styles and incorporate them in our way of being?
Sure. Yeah, each person should choose what he or she likes to develop and offer to the world, or offer to himself, or have fun with it, you know? He can also master first one, and then he incorporate it with another style, or make another style, whatever, just have fun. Art is all about creativity and having fun with it, and enjoying it. And then if other people enjoy it as well, then it's much better, okay? I was just commenting and reporting to my close residents and friends at that time concerning that remark, maybe answering their question or something, see? But otherwise, generally speaking, the artist should do what suits them and what makes them happy. And that's the most important. It's their style. They do what they want. Important is the artist like what he's doing. No matter one style, two style, three style, or any style, it's just for him. It's very intimate to the artist what he does.
Thank you.
Thank you, Master. The next question is from Duong Duc.
Hi.
Hi, Master. Master, you once said that music has the power to unite people, even those with different backgrounds. Yet today, there are some songs that can cause more harm than good. For example, there are some music out there that are racist, sexist, and just plain negative. My question is, should these kinds of music be allowed, and what can we do to get rid of them?
Oh, thank you. Thank you for mentioning it. I did not mean all these kinds of music. You are right. They are not conducive to good mood and to positive spirit. But it's up to the people who either listen to it or reject it, you see? And up to the law of each country is to handle these negative influences. Individually, you can boycott it, not buying it, not listening to them, and tell your friends, your relatives that they are bad, don't listen. Our world is not all that positive yet, and not all about positive and constructive way of life yet. Just prayfully, hopefully, it will be. Yes? I need your prayer for that. I need everyone's prayer for that, so that our world will become more positive. Then this music will have no ground to exist. Thank you, Doug.
Thank you, Master.
The next two questions are asked by Ha Kam Tam, but unfortunately he couldn't be here, so these will be asked by a representative.
He's a good artist, huh? Famous. Vietnamese artist.
Hello, Master. Thank you for being with us. First question, dear Master, does one have to reach the master's level in order to create a wonderful beauty such as that in poetry, literature, painting, and others like music, celestial clothing, etc.? And also, love starts with emotion, which often goes hand in hand with romance, which imparts the dreamy state. Then, kasana of dream leads to myriads of mystery. Bodily enjoyment reverberates aspiration, as written in one of your poems. I realized that love must coexist with wisdom. Please enlighten me on the subject of developing wisdom within love itself and the harmonious coexistence of heart and mind. Are poetry, literature, painting, music, and other arts a means to help elevate our life and balance love and wisdom?
Yes. You just enjoy them. That's wonderful. Thank you for understanding my art. You know, the artists feel very complimented when somebody enjoys their created piece. Some of those poems were written when I was much younger, as teenage even, so it might have been not too polished and might not have much to do with what I am right now, yes. And other arts such as good painting, poetry, and music are to comfort and soothe our minds, heal our heart in this turbulent world. To some extent, they also remind us of our ethereal home and rekindle some nostalgic feeling within us, so we may seek elevating way to reach our true origin. So the way of heavenly light and melody is the way to love and wisdom, if we are sincere and faithfully connected with it. Every day, love and wisdom will reemerge more and more from within ourselves. Love has to go with wisdom. Wisdom must accompany by love, because if a human who knows a lot, who is intelligent, and who has power to change the mountain and empty the sea, but in his heart he has no concern for any others or no love for his fellow inhabitants, then that wisdom will become just destructive. Not just no use, but it will cause destruction for the owner at the end, and cause destruction for his surrounding as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Master. The second question. Dear Master, you once said that artist is 50% of sainthood. It is very true, because most artists of Eastern and Western school, from classic as well as modern art, have created wonderful works within the cultural and art boundaries, with profound celestial value and the climax of human spiritual attainment, which are worthy of their being fully enlightened saints. But in their individual lives, they may violate the precepts and lead a non-virtuous life, which sometimes is worse than that of the non-artist people. Therefore, besides spiritual path, does artist have any chance or any particular approach to help him or her elevate from 50% to 100% level, which is the level of sainthood? Thank you, Master.
You see, the masterpieces are often realized when the artist is connected with their higher self, with the best self, or maybe true self even. So the true artists are often very lonely in their heart, as they were more sensitive in nature, and their longing soul remember vague images of paradise lost. In this vulnerable state of mind, if they not fortunate enough to find a real way back to the yearning bliss once known to them in higher realms, and if too much temptation nearby, and they might fall easily into it for temporary escape, which brings more loneliness and empty feeling in the long run, they are to be pitied. There is not much else except spiritual elevation that can satisfy their hearts and uplift their soul to their utmost satisfaction and splendor. That's why when anyone come to me for spiritual help, I emphasize the love first, the five precepts. That is to keep someone in check. You have a little boundary as to where you can move. And then the wisdom come later. For the artists, if they don't want to practice anything concrete spiritually, then they could follow the five precepts. For example, do not harm any living beings or the environment. That is the first precept, non-violent. Do not kill, do not harm. The second, keep truthfulness. Do not tell things that is untrue. The third, do not take anything that doesn't belong to you. At least, do not take things that is not given to you voluntarily. And the fourth is to keep being faithful to your heart. I mean, if you love someone truthfully, then you respect that relationship with that someone and do not degrade your sacred love by smearing it with something less than true love with someone else just to satisfy physical desire. For example, okay, you have a wife, you stick with her. You have a husband, you be faithful to him. In the heart also, not just physical. At least physically. Not roving eyes even. And the fifth is stay away from all the intoxicants. Like cigarette, alcohol, drug, etc. The thing is, if a person is not spiritually supported, like by meditation, through a guidance of someone who is adept at it, and by supporting himself daily with his own spiritual power within, through guidance, then it's very difficult for him or her to keep the five precepts. Because the temptation in this world is too great, and it's everywhere. Everywhere you go, the negative force try to do something to drag you down. Therefore, the five precepts goes better, last longer, and more stable with wisdom, with spiritual practice, like meditation and Kuan Yin method, for example. If somebody can just keep the five precepts, that is fine already. At least he will not degrade into the worst situation, and he can keep his human standard, and he elevate himself to another 50% of sainthood.
Thank you, Master. The next question is from Blaise Scavullo.
Hi, Master. Master, you say that your artistic creations are inspired from heaven, and I interpret this to mean that many ideas come to you like intuition due to your deep spiritual connections. What I would like to ask is, are any of your creations literal interpretations of heavenly things you have seen and experienced in other realms through your meditation?
Some, very, very rare. What I mean is the inspiration comes from the deeper source of artistic tendency, yeah? That can only be from heaven. I accredit everything I do to heaven, especially after enlightenment. I do not accredit anything to this physical body, nor to this physical computer brain. That's what it was, yes? And some of it, of course, I've seen during meditation. But the rest of the visions that I have seen and I have been revealed to during meditation is very difficult to put it on canvas, eh? I wish I could, but I could not. So whatever you have seen, it's not all of it from heaven, yeah? The higher dimension, the higher vision, I cannot bring it into this physical world.
Thank you.
For example, the stone cave from vision, heavenly flowers maybe from heaven, but the other visions is impossible. Or the higher vision is impossible for me to even describe in words, or to write it, or to paint it at all. There's nothing in this world I can compare or to materialize this. If you meditate, you know what I mean. Thank you, Mr. Scavullo.
Thank you, Master.
The next question is from Kim Ha Trung.
Hello, Master.
Hello.
Do you believe artists in general are more in touch with their spiritual nature because they utilize their creative power at heightened degree?
Yeah, some of them are, not because they utilize higher degree of creative power, but because they come from there. Or they are in connection with it, at least at the time of their inspired moments, you know, to produce excellent or masterpiece of art. If they are in touch more with this power, then they became saints.
Thank you, Master.
Thank you, Master.
Thank you, all of you.
The next question is from Nang Bui, who would like to ask at this time.
Hi, Master.
Hi.
Regarding your paintings, you speak about the ability to do without doing. Can you elaborate on this idea in regards to art? Why is the art of creating something more effortless for those who lead to a spiritual way of life?
Ah, yes, it depends on how deep your spiritual practice is. And it also depends on how pure your mind is, especially at the time of creating that art piece, you see? When we are more connected with our true self, then more beauty and virtues will reveal themselves, because we are that. We are beauty and virtues and truth. And they will reveal themselves to us because they came from within ourselves, and we will live in them or express them through art or noble actions. Our true nature is beauty and virtue. So it's easier to materialize these qualities if we are on spiritual course, which is the connected journey of rediscovery of our origin. That's why people who practice spiritual way of life, they are more connected with their great self inside, their creative power inside. That's why it's more effortless for them. Yeah? It's natural and logic.
Thank you, Master.
Welcome.
The next question is from Grace Wang.
Hi,
Hi,
Master.
Hello.
Before you begin creating a piece of artwork, jewelry, or a song, for instance, do you have a noble intent or a specific message in mind that you wanted to convey or represent? Thank you.
Sometimes, yes. Sometimes, no. Sometimes I had intention in advance to create something that carry my messages, but it's very fast. Just right before I put the brush onto canvas or wrote something even. But most of the time, the inspiration comes faster than the messages or come at the same time. Sometimes it's hard to tell which come first, you know? I just do it spontaneously, naturally. Not much thinking involved. If I try to plan it, then it becomes less easy.
Thank you, Master.
Hello, Master.
Hello.
There are artists who strive for perfection in their work, and others, like some skilled carpet weavers, who create mistakes in their work to symbolize that only God is perfect. What is your philosophy on striving for flawless works?
there is not much philosophy in my artworks. You know, it just comes out, the philosophy comes out after that. I just enjoy doing or creating whatever I feel like doing at that time. Very little thinking or planning in advance. Much of the artworks happen quick, as almost right away if I have time to bring myself to finish it. If not, maybe a little later. Inspiration just come. You don't philosophize about it. In my case, yeah, at least. It's like that. You know, the interpretation came mostly after I finished the painting of poetry. Because people ask or people expect me to explain something, so the answer came for their sake. And concerning the flawless work, okay, if the artist enjoy like that, why not? Yes, I do not plan to do perfection in my artwork, or I do not plan to paint imperfection in my work to represent the creation or whatever, you know. I just do it. I do whatever I feel like at that moment. It's like a kid, you see a candy, you eat. You don't think. Thank you.
Thank you, Master, for your answer. Lynn Yamat has the next question to ask.
Hello, Master.
Hello, Lynn.
Master, being enlightened, do you have an endless stream of creativity that you can tap into at all times? Or must you produce or write down your inspirations as soon as they come to you as they are, so they are not forgotten? I guess my question is, can the physical mind retain all that an enlightened person knows and wants to create?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Depends on how busy I am with the physical or mental world. You see, generally speaking, it's best for anyone, including myself, to record it right away, afresh. Especially in the case of songs or poems, because sometimes they're long, and you cannot remember well. Sometimes if I have a microphone, then I just sing along and it comes out also, and then later I wrote it down. And concerning the painting is easier. Either you can paint it right away or you can paint it later. But songs and poetry, everyone has inspiration, a limitless inspiration source within ourselves. Everyone has it. So the thing is, we just have to be calmed and collected and quiet ourselves down and do not think, do not calculate too much when you create art. When your inspiration comes, you just do what is there. And the mind don't always have the capability to retain all the inspiration. It's just like when you meditate and you go into a higher dimension and you saw all this splendor in heaven. And when you come back into the physical body, maybe you just remember a little bit. Maybe you remember a lot, but not all. And mostly it's not as vivid as when you saw it. And even if you try to express it into words or painting, it's never the same. So the mind is, of course, not as perfect instrument as we want it to be. But nevertheless, in this physical world, nothing is truly perfect. So whatever we can offer, that's good enough already.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Lynn.
The next question comes from Sophie Lapierre.
Hello. Hi, Master.
Hello, Sophie.
So good to be with you.
Oh, nice to be with you.
And thank you for the gift of love that you've given us. The world really needs it at this point. Is there one message that, greater than any other messages, that you would like your artwork to convey in these difficult times that on the planet?
Just be yourself. That means be the love that you are. Be the love that you are. But people have to rediscover that love, you see? So if they can remember the love that they are, then be that love. Be the love that you are. Thank you, Sophie.
Thank you, Master. Thank
I
you,
hope that says something yes. to somebody.
Thank you, Master.
We'd like to welcome Mr. Bill Dalton, the mayor of Garden Grove. Welcome to our auspicious event.
Thank you. Thank you for coming. Welcome, sir. Thank you for honoring us this way, being busy as you are. Thank you so much. God bless you and your co-citizen and your family and your country. God bless America. And by the way, if I can say that only in America we have the government, that is very respectful of anyone who is, you can say, worth his salt or who is good and who is not bad for the society, at least. Only in America that the governmental body, the important personage of the government, not just this honorable mayor, but I mean in the past as well, how many mayors, how many governors have honored me with so much prestige that I have not even expected to have. So only in America, people will honor each other this way. I have to say I have been in many countries. Only in America that I have been honored so much, so much, so much. I am so grateful and I'm very, very touched. Truly, God bless America. May God bless America.
Well, I want to say thank you very much, and this is a beautiful performing arts center. I only have one bad thing to say. I wish it was in Garden Grove instead of Fountain Valley. But hopefully one day we will have a building that is as beautiful as this that can let everybody enjoy the performing arts. And I'm proud of the city of Fountain Valley for doing what they did to get this here. And I think this is wonderful for the whole community, not just the Vietnamese community, the whole community. And that's what we want to look at. And maybe someone will have some ideas and they bring them to Garden Grove and we'll be able to have something that will complement this. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. But it's all in America. Never mind where. It's all for America, and if one American city is honored or beautified or privileged, all Americans is privileged and glorified. It's all American. Thank you so much for coming and honoring us. Thank you. Thank you, America. I'm not touched and grateful because they honor me, but because such a good government. Of course, governments, they do make mistakes here and there. Maybe situation forced them into doing something that they don't want to do, perhaps. But overall, you know, if given a proper situation, the Americans, they are so genuine and they just so welcoming, you know. I saw a hospital. Not talking, huh? They do it by action. And Americans, according to our research, also the most compassionate citizens in the world by donating a lot to other countries and everything they do. Thank you so much again. Such a good government I like to have everywhere.
Thank you, Master. The next two questions come from Lam Trang.
Hello, Master.
Hello.
I have two questions. The first question is, how does art relate to spirituality? That in general, when a piece of artwork is inspired by many people, does that mean the artist has naturally filled in the art with an uplifting energy?
Yes, with or without intention, we infuse our product with our vibration. Also our action, of course, but we are just talking about the artist here. So if we are uplifting ourselves, you know, our spirit is uplifted and we are in a higher dimension, then we will uplift whoever is the viewer through our artistic piece, yes? And our products, our creation, you know, of art has a higher and soothing energy with them, or at least while creating that artistic marvel, you know, that inspires and elevates people's spirit. It does help. It does inspire and uplift people if we are uplifted. You have some experience yourself, you know.
Yes, and my second question is referring to vegetarianism or veganism, that sometimes when I look at paintings of, say, the skies, the angels, and beautiful scenery, it tends to make me think that the artist may have obtained a higher level of consciousness. Would they likely become a vegans or vegetarians in their lifetime? Thank you, Master.
Yeah, I hope they would be. Maybe, yeah. The situation now is that we should all be vegetarian, vegan, not just artists. But concerning your question, you see, the ones who paint those heavenly attributes were not necessarily vegan or will be vegetarian. Reason is, number one, they might be connected with their divine self in the moments of deep contemplation for that moment to produce those enjoyable art pieces. Number two, they might have learned to master the particular technique of that direction. In either way, enjoy their talents unconditionally, no judgmental attitude, and pray for them to be vegan, if you wish, for their sake, and for the sake of the world as well. Everyone should be vegetarian now. That's how we save the world. Thank you, Lang.
Thank you, Master.
You're welcome.
Your insightful responses have really broadened our minds and provided us with different perspectives on how we view things. Thank you so much for your guidance and inspiration. This concludes our question and answer session. Beloved Master Qinghai, we would be honored to have you share a few words with us to conclude today's book release.
Wow, what a day, huh? So many compliments, so much support, and so much love. Thank you from the bottom of my soul for all your love, your beautiful heart, your genuine way of showing your affection. I thank you all the people who even conceive of the idea of making this beautiful book, and I really mean it's beautiful from the artistic point of view. They really decorate it very, very well, and I cannot wish to see a better book. And thank you all, the Americans, LA people, Canadian, Taiwanese, and whoever go there, try to put this altogether. It must have been tremendous hard work for all of you. I thank you so much. If I did not mention your country name, because I am not sure where you come from. But I know you all come from heaven. That I am absolutely sure. I just hope you are sure. I thank you all the guests who have been so willing to come there, and thank you so much for your wonderful compliments and your loving support. Even though I don't know many of you or most of you, but you give me so much affection and so much support and so much understanding for my work. That is a true honor and compliment for any artist at all on this planet, to be recognized and to be loved by their artistic work. I thank heaven for all the gift, artistic ability that's been bestowed upon this humble person. I thank you all, the American government and the Taiwanese government. I thank you all for honoring me so much in the past and present and the future. I can speak forever about how I'm grateful to you, especially to the Americans, to the officials of the American government. I haven't seen any government like this in the world, that I have traveled everywhere. I am amazed as well as honored as well as happy. I'm happy for you, the American people, who, after all, despite anything else, having such a merit, having such a blessing to have such a democratic government. I congratulate you, the Americans. The true freedom of spirit has spoken loudly in your country, more loudly than anywhere else I can think of. I congratulate you all, and I thank heaven for such a country, for such a government, and for such a democracy, for all the beauty, the hospitality, the love, the humility of your people. I thank you so much. A government has to be so humble, has to have so much humility, have to have so little ego in order to welcome anyone like this, anyone you don't even know, as long as you believe she or he is worth your affection. You just express it in any way possible. No wonder America is the model of democracy. I thank you so much, not just as an artist, but for all the artists also that have been blossoming in your country due to this kind of hospital, fertilized land of love. I haven't prepared this speech. It is what I felt in my heart after all these years and after being reminded by the presence of your distinguished mayors and officials of your community. Despite anything else in the world, I still feel America is the land of opportunity for everybody. It's the land of liberty, truly. It's the land of respect and honor, all that is due for honor and respect. I have no more words to praise your country. I really love America. I really do. I love your people. I love your country. I love the democratic policy. And God bless you all. God bless you. God bless your country. I love you. Thank you again for everything. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Master. We are deeply grateful to you for your advice and your guidance. As always, and once again, we would like to wish you good health to continue guiding the world onto the noble spiritual path.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for spending time with us.
From this moment on, let's deliver constructive information and spread the message of peace. Let's take action and transform our world into heaven on earth, a world where all beings live in love and harmony eternally. Be veg, go green, save the planet.
So be it. Amen. God bless you. God bless America. I really mean it.
Thank you, Master.
Love you, love you. God bless.
We appreciate your gracious and loving presence on today's Words of Wisdom for the broadcast of the video conference with Supreme Master Ching Hai, Celestial Art Book Premiere, English Edition, in Fountain Valley, California, USA. And now, please stay tuned for Golden Age Technology. May heaven grace your life with truth, beauty, and virtue.